You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's January 14th, 2021. I'm Saul Spanos Baird, and this is a rundown of local news headlines. The U.S. House of Representatives brought forward an article of impeachment against Donald Trump for the second time in his presidency yesterday, making Trump the first president in history to face two different impeachments. The charges for high crimes and misdemeanors came this time for inciting an insurrection after a group of his supporters stormed the Capitol building last week, an event which left five people dead. The vote to impeach the president received bipartisan support and unsurprisingly passed. All 222 Democrats voted to impeach, and 10 Republicans joined them in that vote. Idaho's two consecration representatives, Mike Simpson and Rush Flusher, both Republicans voted not to impeach him. In a previous vote, in a House calling on the vice president to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump from office, both of Idaho's congressmen also voted no. That measure also passed. When Trump-supporting rioters stormed the Capitol last week, they interrupted the certification process of the results of the presidential election in November. During the voting process, Fletcher joined dozens of his Senate and House Republican colleagues in voting to overturn some states' election results, citing supposed fraudulent voting activity. Simpson, however, did not join that vote to overturn the results, an effort that failed. The Idaho Attorney General says some Idahoans are receiving prepaid debit cards in the mail that contain COVID-19 stimulus money, and the cards are real. Many Idahoans have reached out to the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division this week after receiving a debit card in the mail. While receiving a prepaid debit card is often a sign of scam, this one is legitimate. The IRS sent approximately 8 million of these prepaid cards to Americans. Information included with the cards indicates that they are from the U.S. Department of Treasury, and they contain the funds for the most recent stimulus check. Attorney General Lawrence Wasden said he appreciated the vigilance of Idahoans and asked them to continue being wary of potential scams. Zoo Idaho Pocatello is offering a special Valentine's date night package on Saturday, February 13th. The package, which is $50 per couple, includes a guided zoo tour, a zoo gift, and a gift card to a local restaurant. Rachel Shearouse with Zoo Idaho says you'll learn some unique things about animals during the tour.
It's going to be kind of a fun spin on a Valentine's Day date. We have lots of different local animals here and just learning about the differences between how they mate compared to how we court for our species. I think it'll be a fun and funny kind of tour.
Proceeds from the tickets will go toward improving existing exhibits and raising money for new ones. To register for the event, visit zooidaho.org. This has been a rundown of local news headlines for January 14th, 2021. Be informed, be inspired. BYU Idaho Radio.